The U.S.-based National Sleep Foundation says using computers, televisions, other electronic devices in the hour before bedtime could be cutting your sleep time or quality of sleep. What do you say about this?
Well, I think that would basically apply to anything that we do prior to sleep. If you're doing something that's very stimulating and keeps you awake and alert, you may find more difficulty falling asleep. This particular result that they produced is a survey. So it's not really a study. It was a survey, a random sample of 1,500 adults. But half of the people also were optional opt-ins. So you may have some bias as well for people who had problems who decided to participate in the study, so it may have skewed the results a little bit. But nevertheless, what they're saying is pretty much common sense, and you see this with people who come into the practice as well. Those that are sleep-deprived, they're in jobs that require the use of BlackBerries, and they have difficulty literally turning the device off at night, and they're woken up at all times of the night with emails and beeping and stuff. And so that can disrupt sleep, especially if it's waking you up a couple of times a night. So it's basically common sense, Stephen. You know, if you're finding that you're not getting enough sleep, it's a simple matter of looking at your environment, finding out what is contributing to this lack of sleep, what's distracting you, what's taking up some time. And if you find that the lack of sleep is important enough for you to make the changes, to then institute those changes that reduce the stimulation at night, not drinking alcohol before going to bed, not eating very much before you go to bed, doing something that tends to make you more tired as opposed to less tired. It's all common sense stuff, but nevertheless, sleep deprivation in our society is a serious factor because it does contribute to poor work performance, mood changes, relationship problems over time. It's not if you miss one night's sleep or having difficulty with one night's sleep, you're going to have a problem. But if there's a consistency in your lifestyle that contributes to that, it can lead to various other health problems.
So you agree with this much of the findings of this survey, that if you're having trouble sleeping, look at the electronic device use that you have and see if it may be a factor.
That's correct. And electronic devices or anything else that you're doing that may be contributing to it. You know, it could be TV, it could be the BlackBerries, could be your computer. It could be just anything else that you're doing at night, even a hobby that you're doing. If it's keeping you awake, you get caught up in it and you're working till midnight or 1 o'clock because you need to get that extra little thing done. That's something that can also contribute to it. But it's more the consistency. So you wouldn't see that every day with a hobby, but you may see that every day with the electronic devices. But nevertheless, our work life, our shift work, all the other factors that will contribute to this as well are areas that have to be considered too.
Thank you.